Hello?
Hagatha, can you hear me?
I can hear you. What's going on?
It's Madge.
I don't have my teeth in. Can you understand me?
Yeah. Honestly, I really can't tell the difference between when you have your teeth in and when you don't. It all sounds the same to me.
No, I can tell the difference, but it's fine.
All right.
What's going on?
I don't know. Let me call your phone because it's sounding... I was trying you on Telegram for the first time, but it sounds a little distorted. I'm going to call you right back from the firm uterus number.
All right,
give me
bye.
1 minute.
No, 95 cents.
Hello.
Hi, Hagatha.
Hey, that's better.
Yeah, it is. So, what's new? I'm recording.
Well, I discovered Grindr 4 days ago, and I had sex with a big fat guy that was ugly, and I kissed him and let him suck my dick because I hadn't had any body contact in 3 years.
This is a guy that...
He was really gross.
You described him...
He looked like Bruce Valanche.
Uh-huh. Yeah, like Bruce Valanche when he was young and hot, or Bruce Valanche now? Oh, he was never young and
now.
Hot. He was never young enough.
Yeah, the guy's picture was really old. It didn't look good. And it said he was 250, but he was 350.
So you picked up your Grindr, and how did you reach this person?
Well, it was the first night I got on it, and it said that he was like 4,000 feet away.
Oh, wow, that's close.
So I thought, I'll just go over and check him out. But then when I got there, I used to be an escort. Sometimes people would come and I would answer the door and they'd say they forgot something in their car and they never came back.
So did this guy not have a profile, or you just didn't care that he looked like the Bruce Valanche or catfish?
You know what? I'm so stupid. I didn't even read the profile then. I didn't know there was a profile that you could read.
But what about the picture? Surely you saw the picture.
It was just his face.
And that's not bad?
It was a young picture. It didn't look that bad, no.
Okay.
And I had him call me, and I talked to him on the phone for a while.
Uh-huh. And so...
I mean, he's on there all the time. And he says he has all these straight guys come over there that fuck him. And he goes, oh, you have to fuck me next time. And I'm like, yeah, okay, sure.
So he came to your house or you went to his house?
I went to his house.
And it was...
Crappy little apartment. Yeah, government subsidized...
Smelly?
Matchbox apartment.
Stinky?
Rinky dink.
But did it smell like a, you know, like a... Like I used to
it
go...
It smelled like dirty laundry.
Okay.
And his breath was... And his tongue tasted terrible.
You tasted his tongue?
He kissed me when he put his tongue in my mouth, and it tasted terrible.
Like your... How do you...
I'm so used to being with really ugly people from whenever I was an escort that I don't get grossed out as much as I should. I just go along with it because I like the validation that somebody finds me sexual and wants to have sex with me.
So what did you do after... So you kissed, and you tasted his horrible tongue, and then... Did he have one of those?
I was really nice. I offered to get him off.
Yeah.
And I tried to jack off his nasty little dick, and I did it forever and ever, and he never came, so I gave up in my mouth.
So he did what in your mouth?
Nothing in my mouth. I didn't suck his dick. I jacked him off.
He just
kissed me.
He came or not?
No, he could not come.
And you couldn't either?
I was not about to, but no, I couldn't. I didn't even get hard when he sucked my dick.
Did he get hard?
I didn't get hard. He got semi-hard.
Semi. Uh-huh.
But enough about him. What about the guy I paid $100 for the next day that was 19 and a twink with a tight little body and a bubble butt?
You paid him 100?
And a cute little dick that I sucked with my teeth out.
Oh. So you,
I told him I had to take my teeth out, and he was really sweet about it.
What did he say?
He just said, that's fine. Go ahead.
Oh.
He called. He texted me today to chat for a while.
So,
but I didn't want to pay another $100 for him. I'd rather get somebody new for that money. Nobody on Grindr wants to earn any money today. Because I hit up the 20-year-olds and say, I'm generous for young guys like you, hit me back, and none of them have hit me back.
Even for money?
Even for money, I can't give it away, even when I pay for it.
Maybe they don't believe
you. There have been some ugly guys that wanted to have sex with me because I showed my dick on the podcast. It's a very flattering picture of a semi-erect dick, and it looks really good. So I send that to them, and I get compliments on that. Mm-hmm. But when those fat bottoms see it, I've had three black bottoms want to come and get fucked by me today.
Mm-hmm.
And once I see what it is, I stop all contact.
Why?
I've had people tell me, you're too old, or, you know, I'm not interested. You know, the nice thing to do is just ignore the person and don't write anymore. Just leave them hanging in midair. That's how they do it on Grindr.
But why do you not
want... They don't like your face pic.
Why don't you want the black bottoms?
Because I put down there for twinks on the top. And I put down that I'm a top, and then these black bottoms want to get screwed. And some of them have really big dicks, too.
But they're not twinks?
They show their dicks, and they're these huge black dicks, but they don't use them. It's a waste. They're bottoms.
So you can't get fucked at all because of your syphilis hole? Is that it? Why not let them fuck you?
I probably can.
Uh-huh.
It
so why
would
not?
Probably hurt, because it even hurts when I crap a big turd. It hurts a lot.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I'm willing to risk it for the right guy.
But there's the whole issue.
Listen, Mads, yeah. There's the whole issue of being HIV positive too.
Yeah,
I don't leave a lot of information down there. It just says where I live and that I'm a man. But a lot of these kids are on PrEP.
Uh-huh.
Even the tops are on PrEP.
So what's the issue?
The issue is, if they ask me if I'm positive, do I say yes or do I say no? Because if you're undetectable, you can't transmit it.
Well, you say you're undetectable then. You can't say you're not.
I've been undetectable for 25 years.
Yeah, so you just say you're
undetectable.
Although,
listen,
they won't care.
My last CD4 number was a little bit below average, so we changed my medication.
Mm-hmm. What was it, the number?
630.
Mm-hmm.
And it's normally like 1,100. But I had a infection in my colon at the same time, so that probably dropped it down.
Mm-hmm.
But, we changed on medication. In fact, I have to go get some tonight.
What did you change it from and to?
From Genvoya to Dovato, and it's still $100 a day for the pills. Someone is getting very rich off that HIV medication because it's all $3,000 a month, regardless of what you're on.
So I guess a cure won't be coming anytime soon, huh?
No. I don't think there can be a cure.
What was the new one? You said Genvoya and
Dovato.
Like
Genvoya was the old one, and Dovato. Now there is a lawsuit because Genvoya causes liver damage, and I have a damaged liver.
Oh, which one?
So I need to get in on a class action lawsuit.
Which one is that?
Genvoya.
Oh.
Causes liver damage, and I have liver damage.
I think you had kidney damage.
And there was a lawyers group that was representing a class action lawsuit, but when I went and filled out all the forms before, I didn't have liver damage. I said I had bone density loss because I had a cracked rib, but that wasn't good enough for them, so they just dropped my case, but now I actually have damage, so I'm trying to get them to reopen it.
Hmm.
Yeah. If I smell free money, girl, I'm going to try and get it.
Yeah. Well, maybe with the kids.
I'm using up my inheritance left and right, especially buying these boys on Grindr.
Maybe the kidneys can help.
Well, I'm at stage 3. I'm supposed to be eating healthy, but I still am eating the same crap.
Okay, so between the spiraling on Grindr and the HIV issue. Though your CD4 is still normal. I don't know why it's a bit. Why are you even worried, right?
Well, it's a little lower than it normally is.
Oh, so it's a change for you.
That's all.
Yeah.
Because some of these queens are undetectable, but their CD4 count goes down, 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 and the next thing you know, they're dead. That's what happened to our good friend,
Steve.
Victoria Lamar.
And Steve.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I thought Steve died from cancer.
I don't know. You're the one that told me it was because of the... Well, I don't know.
Somebody else told me.
You're the one that told me. I didn't get cancer. Anything. I didn't... All I know about him is from you, so I don't know.
Yeah, well, somebody told me they thought it was cancer and not HIV. Mm-hmm. A lot of these queens have died from cancer that I've known. Mm-hmm. Quite a few of them.
Yeah. Well,
you're lucky you're healthy. Do you have any health issues?
Not at the moment. I have this condition called a cluster headaches, but lately it only happens every 2 years, and when it, so. Basically, around this time of year, every 2 years, I have to get like all these medications and special procedures and an oxygen tank, and it's a very annoying. But
oh wow,
it used to be like every 6 months, and then it went away for like 5 years, and then it came back, and now it's been like every 2 years. It's just the weirdest thing. So I have to take injections. I have to take injections, all these pills, and then last year, like I had a. Do this. I take steroid injections sometimes, and then the doctor had to give me this they inject lidocaine into the back of your nose to your brain stem, and it like freezes one of your brain nerves. Oh my God, it hurt.
Oh my God,
it hurt like you can't imagine. He just sticks this metal thing, it's like getting in a lobotomy, squirts this juice, and then the whole night I had horrible headaches, and then they were just gone. But, you know, they give you so much medicine, who knows what fixes it. But it's a horrible ordeal.
Don't they dope you up beforehand?
No.
Or can they not do that for that?
No, they didn't. I don't know. He probably could if he wanted to, but then, you know, it's over. Whatever. Yeah. I don't know. I think part of the problem is because they do it in both nostrils, and I think on one side I have, like, kind of a deviated septum, so it made it a lot harder for him to get it in. You know, it was like a cesarean section. So, but yeah, you know, that's just getting old. My body's very sore. My feet hurt because I'm obese. That's just getting old. But at least we're
you're
still
alive. You're not obese. How much do you weigh?
I would never tell you that. A lot.
Well, you think that I would use it against you?
No, I just don't want to tell you because if I tell you, I'm telling everyone, and I don't share that. Fuck that.
Okay. I went up to 180. I kind of have a bit of a belly. I've been trying to get rid of it.
Listen.
But it still has a six-pack. It's like there's fat underneath my six-pack.
Okay, what I want to know is what makes you think it's okay to spend the government's money on your hookers? Because that stimulus money is supposed to be to live. It's to keep you alive through the pandemic, and you're giving it to hookers. And then... Don't you, like, want to avoid having to work in some horrible job again, like the Maynards, where you get spray paint on some baby, and then you go to the Pepsi? And
wasn't spray paint. It was a can of paint that I didn't put the lid on, and they picked it up, and it went on the baby.
Right. That's much better. But don't you want to, like, save your money for so you can, like... I mean, I don't understand. It's just an addiction thing. Like, you know it's crazy, right? You know it's crazy.
Well, I just know that I like young guys, and the only way I can get one is to pay for it. They don't want to be with the 49-year-old man who they rightly guess is 59.
One thing I've discovered from living here as a gay lesbian, I mean, is that there's somebody for everyone. So,
yeah.
Now, maybe it's because you're in the middle of fucking nowhere, but I think that if you're patient... Then, which I know you're not, you wouldn't have to pay for it. I mean, I don't know.
There's been regular guys that have wanted to come over that I've passed on. I had a guy today that was 24. He wasn't that bad looking, but he was tall and he wanted to get screwed.
I think you get off on people that hate you. Like, you love, like, the idea of somebody who isn't into you to have sex with you for money. I think that's your kink. Am I wrong?
No, I don't like people not liking me. I wish that they would hit me back, but they don't.
Oh.
And there are guys my age who are just so ugly. I can't believe God even made them so ugly. They all look like Bruce Valanche.
Like the governor of Mississippi. Have you seen him? Oh, my God.
No, but I'm sure he sounds ugly.
You should Google him. He's very ugly. He looks like... It's like he's so ugly, I just don't have words to describe it. That's what's so weird. Like, usually I can say he looks like a such and such, or a lesbian, or some old Jewish woman with no neck, or Mitch McConnell. I can't, he's so ugly, I just don't have words.
I'm going to look that guy up, I want to see him now.
He's so ugly. Tate Reeves. I mean, he is just, I mean...
Is he a Republican
sure.
or a
yeah,
Democrat?
He's a Republican. He's inbred. I'm going to post him in the Telegram. Can you see the Telegram while you're talking?
No.
Oh, too bad.
I'll look at it afterwards. I can't do two things at once.
Uh-huh. Well, he's very ugly. But I'm sure he's got a
grinder. I gave up on that truck stop that was cruising because... You have to wait for hours and hours and hours. And normally I don't mind the smell of shit, but some of these truckers come in.
Mm-hmm.
And the sound it makes when they shit.
You don't
like
it.
And then the place is just, the air is unbreathable. And these are not attractive, cute jock truckers.
Well,
these are 60-year-old truckers.
Deborah told me that if you wear a KN95 mask, it completely removes the smell of duty. She told me that.
Oh, okay.
She told me that. Oh, you don't believe her?
Believe who?
Deborah.
You know, I don't know anything about Deborah. I know she's a big friend of yours and does a lot of the grum.
She's big on YouTube now. She used to do a show where she'd make a lot of prank phone calls, but I think she started feeling bad about it, even though they were absolutely hilarious. And she'd always call, pretend like sometimes she'd call, like pretend she's Mrs. Garrett from The Facts of Life, and she's got to order steak knives for all the girls. Yeah. But now she's doing YouTube stuff. I don't know what she, I haven't seen it. Cause
Is
I'm
it
not
Church
a,
or Deborah?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a cool name.
Yeah, she got a church. She got a church.
She's a pastor?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Maybe if you find somebody on Grindr, she can get you guys married. Maybe if you find the right man or woman.
Well, there's this really beautiful kid in Carbondale, but he wants to be picked up, and I don't drive on the interstate without a mirror on my car. Got smashed off.
Well,
he's
lucky.
The one that was going to drive over last night, and I canceled because I felt too ugly.
Well,
compared to him.
But were you going to pay him?
Yeah.
So what's the difference?
200.
He's not paying for pretty. I mean, you're not paying. You know what I mean? I can't express it. If you're paying him,
he's
you don't have to be.
He's a beautiful young guy. He's 25. He's got the most angelic face.
So you're paying him $200. So why do you feel bad? Why do you feel ugly? Who cares if you're paying?
I just felt like.
Have you thought
I
about?
I cared about him. The fact that here's this young kid and he's on Grindr and he's in Carbondale. They're all in Carbondale over there.
Maybe
and they're all fucking like rabbits, and they're all on 3 o'clock in the morning. Are the hottest guys you can ever imagine? But I think most of them are scammed.
And he wants to bottom for you? Is that it? Or what's the plan?
No, I'm going to give him a massage and lick him all over.
Tell him to wear a blindfold. End of story. Done. Right? Let's wear a blindfold.
Wear a blindfold.
That's
for
a whole
him?
Of course for him. You want to see him. Why not? I think it's a good idea. You've never been to those blind...
for me, so I can't see the disgusted look on his face.
But if he's blindfolded, he shouldn't, right?
I suppose.
Haven't you ever been on
I
any of those...
I should drive over to Carbondale and get him. He's probably the hottest kid I'm going to get for $200. He's beautiful.
So, I don't think you should spend the money, but... I think you're obsessed and it sounds awful. However, it is slightly entertaining. Emphasis on slightly.
Yeah.
You know, just because it's so weird. I mean, do you think it's just an aspect of your addiction, or is this something different? What is it?
I've gone 3 years, and I'm making up for lost time. It's my new toy. I enjoy it. I was on it yesterday from 10 o'clock in the morning all the way till 10 o'clock at night, and then I jacked off and went to bed.
What'd you jack off about?
Fun-sized boys.
You don't pay for that, do you?
No, it's just on my phone.
And that's good.
But you don't like to talk about that.
About what?
Fun-sized boys. Because they're so small.
I'm fine with it. It's just I don't like when you say that they're supposed to be people people who want, you know, underage. Because I don't believe that's what... Yeah, that's not what it is at all. It's not that. They're just small. It's like the big little thing, because if you're like a tall guy, like 6 foot, you have a large but maybe not huge.
Huge dick on this one guy that does them. He's a doctor.
No, I know, but the thing is, I'm saying if you have an average dick, when you fuck one of these fun-sized boys, it makes it look huge. It's not that. That's the point. That's the fetish. It has nothing to do with because they're young. They're just small. That's my issue.
They're like 5'7".
Yeah.
They're like jockeys.
Right, exactly.
They find these 21-year-old boys who look like a jockey.
Right. You're right. I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, you're right. I thought so.
Anyway, yeah. So, what else?
So I'll probably be on all day today. You know, I had a couple ones that were probably I would have had a good time, but I'm holding out to pay for a real super jock or super stud. One guy on there just told me, leave me alone. So I blocked him, removed him from the queue. Mm-hmm. If I can't have it, I don't want to see it. I don't want to see when he's on. This kid was so...
But why do you go on Grindr? Because Grindr, from what I understand, is like the youngest, you know, as far as like the demographics go, that's like the youngest. The app with the youngest. So why are you doing that?
That's why it's depressing for me.
So why not go on something?
These guys don't hit me back. Well, I don't know what the other ones are. Is it Adam for Adam? Is that one?
I don't know. I haven't heard of that in years. But what about the BBRT, the bareback one?
I tried to do the BBRT, but when I put in my email, the email was longer than the space they allotted me to put it in, and it wouldn't work.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so I can't do BBRT.
That's a weird reason.
Well... It's what happened when I tried to sign up.
Call tech support.
I can do that.
That's what my mother would do.
Yeah, you always compare me to your mother.
You're in terms of technology. Well,
we're both about the same.
Actually, she's a little bit ahead, to be honest.
Well, I'm able to figure out how to do Grindr and Telegram at the same time. If I'm in Telegram and somebody says something to me, it pops up and I know to go back.
But you can't do Telegram.
And when I'm on Grindr, the Telegram shows at the top.
Okay, but then how come
y'all are saying?
Then how come you can't look at the pictures I'm sending you while I'm talking to you?
I don't know, because I had the phone up to my ear and I'm not looking at it.
I'll let you look at it. I'll hold.
It's just gray, and it says the number. It's just gray.
I don't understand. I don't know what kind of phone. I think you're an Android, which I don't really know about.
So, I'm on
Raspberry Pi.
Straight Talk Wireless.
Yeah.
Track phone.
Great.
Wireless. I pay $50 a month.
Yeah. So how was your Mother's Day?
We went out to my sister's. All three of my sisters were there. My sister Julie was in town. Patty lives here. Sandy lives here. My mom's 86, but she basically is 76, and now she books and acts and what she does. She's very busy doing genealogy and things like that. My mom got her doctorate. My mom's a PhD.
Now, does she withhold affection from your sisters, too?
Well, now she's affectionate to everybody. But when I was growing up, she was hard on me, but she was hard on them as well. But she was especially hard on me.
Do the sisters look like you with a wig? Because that's what I'm picturing.
Not at all.
They don't look like Hagatha on the videos that you made on YouTube?
No, they're all very pretty. They all married very well. No divorces. Their husbands make a ton of money.
Oh, do they share?
My sister Patty's husband died, so she's a widow.
Do they share money with you?
But I talk to them every day in the morning. I talk to them on the phone briefly, and I check in, and I talk to my mom. Mm-hmm. My mom doesn't want to talk about anything of substance. It's
like
all very surface and very superficial.
Like what would be of substance?
Like I told her that I was on eHarmony, which I am, and it cost me $100, and I got 3 matches out of state.
Yeah.
But I told her that I went on that, and I told my sister that I met a guy.
Yeah.
Just, you know, to let her know that I got laid.
Your sister.
It's all I've talked about for the last year is how I haven't gotten laid in 3 years. And, you know, I should have done this Grindr thing a long time ago.
But are you oversharing?
I'll probably end up, pardon me?
Maybe to your mother you're oversharing, because mothers may not want to imagine their little Hagatha getting fucked or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah, she does want to know the details.
I don't either, but I have a disgusting curiosity. That's the problem with me.
I'll probably find a boyfriend because I want one so bad.
Yeah,
I'll find one of these guys.
Yeah. But preferably not when you have to pay.
This little twink who texted me today, I've already got in my mind that we're going to have an ongoing friendship. But I don't want to pay another $100 for sex with him. But he said I didn't have to pay him every time. So I'm waiting for him to call me when he's really horny.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll have sex for free.
So what are you
going to do? That's what he was doing today. But I actually didn't want to have sex with him today. I wanted to meet somebody new.
Yeah. So I have kind of a funny story, but I have to tell it sort of using... I can't tell you.
Euphemisms?
Kind of. I can't tell you who I'm talking about. But
okay.
Let's just say there's somebody I know. Somebody I know who's in a conservative situation, right? Not somebody who's like would show their dick or talks about their, you know what I mean? Like basically a conservative person who is very private. And this person is a contact of mine. Because I know them very well. So, you know, so when you have Instagram, it knows who your contacts are somehow. And if somebody joins Instagram who's on your contact list, it'll say, hey, Madge, so-and-so is now on Instagram. You want to check out their profile. So this person joined Instagram. I checked out their profile. But they don't understand how Instagram works, meaning this person doesn't know that you can see who your followers are and who's following you. So I looked at his followers. There were 5 and a couple other people I know. But the people he's following, I already gave away the gender, which sucks. But the people he's following are all these, like, horrible big boob whores. Like, you know, like, horrible. Like, all the kind of boobs that to a homosexual male you'd be like, oh, my God, that is so fake and ridiculous. You know what I mean? Like, huge booties, huge fake tits, like really spammy looking, like, you know what I mean? Like obviously selling shit, like whores. And they're all, he's following like, I don't know how many, like maybe 45, 50 whores. And then, but he has no idea that by joining Instagram, that's visible to everybody who knows his email address or phone number. So I don't know if I should tell him or... Because then I feel like he'll be embarrassed from that. But I'm embarrassed to tell him.
You should tell them.
Really? What do I say?
Since when are you embarrassed, Madge?
I get embarrassed a lot. Because this is, it's not, I'm telling you, I'm not telling you everything because it's a difficult, it's a relationship where that type of conversation is not.
Okay.
You know what I mean? It's not a comfortable conversation to have. Now, it's not my boss, right? But that would be a comparable position that I'm talking about. You know what I mean? Sort of somebody who's okay. In more of an authoritative where that's not, it would be like, let's say your mom was following huge black cocks. Would you tell her? That you found out? Oh, my mom, you're following these giant dongs, and everybody knows it. Would you? Would you tell her?
Yeah, I would tell her.
Oh.
My mom doesn't do Facebook.
Oh, I'm not saying she does. I don't know your mother. I'm just trying to
By
think
the
of
way,
an example.
I have had everybody wanting to give me a friend request. All of these African people with these long African names want to be my friend.
They're scammers. They want to sell you Bitcoin and shit. They're scammers.
Oh, no. Well, some of them got through because I didn't hit confirm, and yet in my feed, there's all these people I've never heard of before in my life.
Well, give them all your money.
I gave all my money to that one masseur he got me, and it was $80. In 17 days, I can get it taken off.
Wait, but...
But I probably won't. I'll probably just leave it.
Wait, what was the $80? Besides what you paid him for the massage?
This guy on Grindr had an unbelievable body.
Yeah.
And he said that he's in Carbondale, and that he would come to Marion, but yeah. I had to go on the site. He gave me the number the site, and the site had that you wanted to book an appointment, and then you had to pay for it with your credit card.
Was he Nigerian,
And then later on, there was another page where they wanted my credit card, too, to be a life member of something or other, and I told them I wouldn't do it.
Well. At least
he's like, no, you have to. Once you do this, I can come to you. I'm looking forward to it and all this shit. And then, so I said, fine, and I filled it out. So that was the other $40. So it was the $80 altogether, two different things.
Mm-hmm.
But then he ghosted me as soon as I said I did, and he disappeared. And then there was the military guy who said he was from Syria that was into older men.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, the picture was this young stud and said he was a bottom and he needed a daddy, but he was in Syria. And I called him. I said, "You are not in Syria. You're in Nigeria, and it's not going to work with me. So go try it on somebody else." And he was like, "Oh, how dare you!"
Mm-hmm.
But then he disappeared immediately after I said that.
So the guy who the masseuse disappeared, you said, right? But he only got $75?
They both disappeared. But he got $80 in, and then he disappeared.
$80. But the other one didn't get anything, right?
No, because they don't ask for money in the first 10 minutes. They ask it on the second or third day. They want gift cards.
Oh, did you give them
any? That's how they do it in Nigeria. These people send... There's all these women on Dr. Phil that have given like $250,000 to some man that says they love them.
Dr. Phil? So maybe you should go on Dr. Phil. I think you did pretty well, though.
I watch Dr. Phil every day.
I think you did pretty well. If you only lost $80, right?
Yeah. That's it could have been much worse. I had $500 on the card.
Much worse.
It was
I'm pretty
a
impressed.
Debit card.
I'm pretty impressed, actually. But you did cancel the card, right?
Yes, and I got a brand new card.
I got a brand new pair of roller skates. You got a brand new key. Do you remember that song? You're old, you must. Do you remember that song?
I get a brand new pair of roller skates. You got a brand new key.
Yeah. Remember?
Yeah, I remember that song. I remember Tiptoe Through the Tulips with Tiny Tim.
Yeah, me too. Music in the 70s was weird, like kind of depressing to me until we got to disco, which I loved. But like that early 70s music with Vietnam, God, that was some depressing shit.
It was singer-songwriters.
Yes. Carole King, depressing. James Taylor, depressing. Simon and Garfunkel, depressing.
James Taylor, Simon and Garfunkel, yeah, all of that.
And what's that other guy?
But you had Cat Elton Stevens. John back then. You had Elton John back then, and he was anything. He was great.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, not everything was depressing. That's true.
I listen to Top 40 radio in my car. Yeah. I know all the songs.
Huh. I went to the gym before. I came back. That's when I called you. I was at the gym 2 days in a row. It's really hard because, you know, you have to wear the masks, and there's all these mask police.
Uh-huh.
But when you're exercising and when you have a high heart rate, the mask is very uncomfortable. So, like, I see the runners. They take off, most of the runners, they'll put their mask on their chin, but the elliptical, which I was on, people don't do that. So anyway.
Are you eating? What are you eating that you're overweight?
I'm not eating. I'm just talking. Oh, you mean in general?
No, I'm just saying, well, in general, okay. What do you eat?
A lot of everything. It's not that, okay, so my lesbian takes care of me very well. We eat very good food. It's always fresh. We don't eat processed food. We rarely eat out. I mean, if we eat out, it's usually good, but, you know, we'll go out, you know, once or twice a month and eat some trash. But we eat well. But the thing is, when I studied psychology in college, they talked about a set weight, and everybody has a set weight. And my set weight is very high. And the way it works is everybody has fat cells. And when you have a lot of fat cells because you already overate early, like as a kid, which I did. So I was a chubby kid. So that gave me a lot of fat cells. And those fat cells don't just go away. When you lose weight, the fat cells shrink, but they don't go away. And when the fat cells shrink, they always want to go back to sort of their equilibrium, which is a full-size fat cell. So my body just wants to be fat all the time. So it's always going to be at this chubby set weight. Now, I'm not, because Americans are so fat right now, you wouldn't see me on the street and say he's obese. You might not even say I'm overweight.
Stick around the middle.
I'm obese.
Right.
But I don't look it. And I'm horrible to look at. But the thing is, Agatha, is that it's my stasis. It's my state. So like, I'll eat very well, but I'll eat a lot of fruit, a lot of oranges, and today I finished up a bag of prunes. Now I'm going to be on the toilet all morning. And then, but I like that because I like shitting. And then I don't have to work until I'm done shitting. But I want to ask you a question, just not specific to you, but in general. But how do you feel when you wake up in the morning?
I think about coffee.
No, but how you feel, though?
And I drink a whole pot of coffee, and then I go back to bed and lay there.
Okay, but how do you feel when you wake up? Like, do you wake up and just get it right out of bed as soon as you wake up, or do you lie there? Do you think about things, you know?
No, I get right up. I think about things before I go to bed, but I take a ice cold bath as soon as I get out of bed.
Uh-huh.
And I submerge myself all the way underneath the water for like, I count to 25. It's very refreshing. A lot of people are doing that, taking cold showers in the morning.
At what time do you do that?
It's very invigorating.
What time?
I get up around 9 or 10.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. I mean, I'm asking for myself.
Have you ever heard of Ashwagandha?
Auschwitz?
No, ashwagandha is an herb. I think it's from Africa.
Ayahuasca.
And it puts you to sleep. It's very expensive at Walgreens. It's like $20 for a bottle.
Wait, let me look this up. Can you spell it? I want to look it up.
Ashwagandha, it's spelled how it sounds.
Don't sound like nothing.
Ashwagandha.
Oh, okay, I found it. With Aeneas somnifera, and blah, 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 poison gooseberry, winter. I don't want to eat a poison gooseberry, do I? Okay, that's
good. If you want to go to sleep, do you have any problems sleeping?
Yes. I always have to take something to sleep. Yeah. I do have problems.
My friend in Chicago that I've talked about a lot, he goes to the dispensary, even though he's clean and sober, and he microdoses marijuana to put him to sleep and keep him asleep.
Yeah.
Which I think is a relapse, but I don't tell him that.
Can I just tell you, first of all, I do the same thing, but I'm not sober. Secondly,
you drink wine once in a while, right?
Sure, yeah. But the other thing is, I have somebody else, another friend, who does the exact same thing. And I thought the exact same thing, but I keep my mouth shut because who am I? You know what I mean? A lot of people do that. Uh-huh. Anyway, but that's fine. What do I give a shit? What were we talking about? Oh, but see, here's what I'm asking for. It's not so much the going to sleep. Like, I can do weed and go to sleep, or I can do even a heavy CBD dose, like 60 milligrams of CBD, and I'll go to sleep. It has to be a high dosage. Or I can take...
The CBD.
Yeah.
Okay, that's expensive.
It's expensive and it's bullshit. The weed is better. It works. It's much more effective for your...
Yeah, I tried CBD oil. It didn't do any good.
It doesn't. Wasn't worth the money. What I found out is you have to take a ridiculous amount in order to make it work, and that amount is... You might as well just get real weed and just... Stupid. And plus, it might be psychological.
Yeah.
But so here's my thing, though. This is my issue. It's not... So going to sleep used to be a problem. I used to dwell and think about horrible things and work, and I couldn't sleep. So now I go to sleep, and reading a book helps. But when I get up, oh, my God, like, I wake up maybe early, like an hour or two before I actually get out of bed, and I just think about everything's... Like, my whole perspective is jaded. All I think about is how everything's going to happen terribly. You know, I'm not going to have enough money to retire. I'm going to get fired from my job.
Do you want to hear the truth?
Do I want to hear
the truth?
You're
not working a program, my friend.
Oh.
You're not working the steps. You're not cleaning your house.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have all those icky feelings. I don't have those icky feelings because I talked about them in my fifth step.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, I like to feel good, you know. I mean, I should be worried about my kidneys, but I'm really not.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not going to change my diet.
Yeah.
And I called about my celiac test today, and they had closed down already, so I'm going to have to wait till tomorrow for that. But
that's such a little...
I'm supposedly going to have to live gluten-free, and I'm not going to live gluten-free. I'm going to eat gluten left and right.
Well, okay.
Because it's expensive, and it tastes like shit.
It does taste
like
horrible.
I could get the bread and, like, get McDonald's and take the buns off and use the gluten-free bread. I can do that.
Well, I think the thing to do is, if you have to do gluten-free, is don't just do, like, processed food that's altered to taste like, you know, gluten food, because that's a disaster. Like, I've tried gluten-free pasta. It's fucking nasty. All the gluten-free muffins are like rocks. But if you eat stuff that was meant to be gluten-free, like grain, you know, whatever, maybe like rice. I don't know. I don't know. Does rice have gluten? You know, things that aren't meant to be gluten in the first place, then I think you'll have better luck. But there's a lot of really good food that doesn't have gluten. But I wouldn't do the substitutes.
So tell me, does your wife have a good physique?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Better than yours?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's naturally skinny.
Oh, okay.
Big tits. Mm-hmm.
Hot big cunt. Tits?
Hot cunt. Yeah. Yeah.
Big you know, tits, whenever in cunt. My past, I've been with five women, but whenever they take their blouse off and take their bras off and I show their tits, they just make me laugh. I laugh hysterically, and they don't like that when you laugh at their tits.
Well, they shouldn't show you their tits.
Something about it strikes me funny.
Why are they showing you their tits?
Because we had sex. This was all 25 years ago, 30 years ago.
So we didn't really finish the discussion about my mornings. So you think...
Yeah, go on.
So I understand what you're saying, that I need to work a program. But are you saying that in order to work a program, that means I have to, like, be sober again, is what you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm jealous that you get to enjoy your wine. I wish I could have a glass.
But why do I need to be sober if I'm able to do these things in moderation? You know, that's why I'm confused. Because, you know, in the big book, they say, if you have questions, then try some controlled drinking. Well, I did, and it was fine. It was fine, honestly.
Well, you're not doing, okay.
I don't do the drugs, yes.
But what was your drug of choice when you were using in Amsterdam?
All the drugs that I haven't done since. So it was mainly ecstasy and, like, GHB and a little of the crystal meth when I came back. And none of those drugs have I done since.
Party drugs.
Those were the ones that all... Oh, and cocaine. And none of those have I done since.
Yeah.
So, you know, I kind of get the argument about working a program, but there must be a program that you can work without being necessarily doing AA. Like, somebody suggested meditation. You know what I mean? Like, why does it have to be the 12-step program of Alcoholics Anonymous to fix me? I just want to not feel like shit in the morning. The thing is, it goes away in an hour. Like, I don't know, because, like, I've always been like this.
Okay, hold on. I'll tell you what you do.
Okay.
Is you look up Emotions Anonymous.
Oh, so, okay.
That's what's the problem. You're a slave to your negative emotions. If you go to Emotions Anonymous,
I've never heard of that.
12 steps. You'll do a fourth step about your past. You'll do a fifth step where you talk about it. You'll do the other steps to keep your emotions in check.
That sounds fun. I've never heard of it.
Then you'll help other people get their emotions in check. Go to Emotions Anonymous. It's a big, big thing.
So you're operating from a place where all the solutions are in some 12-step program. So you have to find a 12-step program.
Yes. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Like, do you pray to God?
Sometimes.
Well, I pray every morning.
I don't have
clean and sober.
I don't have a problem with that sort of thing. I'm not one of those people that where it's like the spiritual stuff is a block for me. It's not, you know.
Yeah. But in the morning, is it your blood sugar? Could you get up and have some orange juice as soon as you wake up? An hour before you have to get up, can you drink orange juice and just lay there and enjoy the sugar high?
Yeah.
That may bring you out. It may be just your blood sugar will so crash.
Yeah, because it does feel very chemical. That's the thing, because it's almost like it's like everything's in black and white and on an old TV. And then after an hour, it's back to being in 4K color with surround sound. You know what I mean? It's like, it's amazing how I feel like nothing in the situation has changed. My life doesn't change an hour later. Everything is exactly the same. It's just that my perspective is completely different.
Your perspective is different.
Yeah.
You're looking at it from a different angle.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry you're going through that every morning. I really think it's a medication issue.
Yeah.
I mean, do you have depression?
Yeah, but I'm treated for
overall?
That.
Overall?
I'm treated for that. I always
What
have.
Are you taking?
I don't want to say I'm here, but it's I take something. A normal drug, but in a very low dosage.
Yeah. Oh, well, maybe you need more of it.
But then you have sexual side effects, and it's not tolerable. You know what I mean? Like, here's the thing, to be honest with these fucking...
Well, honey, my dick doesn't get hard. Even when I was with that twink, my dick didn't get hard.
Yeah, but you don't have a wife.
It just quit working. And when I masturbate, it doesn't get hard, but I can still come.
Yeah.
That's the old man dick that
okay,
I have.
That doesn't work for me. I can't live like that. So I need it to work. My vagina, that is. Keep it wet. So I know a lot of people that take... It's like psychiatrists, they always want to push you to they always want to give you more meds. In my experience, they always want to give you more meds. I, as a patient, want to minimize my meds because I want to minimize the side effects. But the doctors always want to push you higher. But I know so many people that when they get a little, they tend to err on the side of higher antidepressants. And then they kind of get this, it's almost like they lose their interest in sex. It's not even just the dick, it's like they
flatline.
Yes.
I flatline. Yes. My effexor makes me flatline.
See? And I don't want that. I would rather be miserable for an hour every morning than have that, to be perfectly honest.
Yeah, I understand that.
You know, and
effexor is impossible to get off of. I went off at one time and I was screaming and crying and pulling my hair out. Uh-huh. Effexor is terrible about flatlining, and it's impossible to get off.
Yeah. No, I have heard
it's
that.
Terrible.
Well, you have to you have to titrate very, very slowly with a doctor. Very slowly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I had to do that with Xanax once, because Xanax is so wonderful yet so addictive, and I was taking it, and then I wanted to get off it, and the doctor told me how, because every time I would take it, I was getting withdrawal, even though it was a very small dose. And what we he had me do is, it's like, it's not about, like, you can't just go from, let's say you're on 2 milligrams a day, you can't go from 2 milligrams to 3 to 1 to 0. You have to, like, keep breaking it in half. So you go from 3 to, let's say you're on 2, you go to from 2 to 1.75, from 1.75 to 1.5. So you have
1.25,
that it's
2.5 and 1.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, that might not be right, but it's basically you go by the, you take, you're always taking the same percentage off. So if you go
See,
from...
See, I prefer to rip the Band-Aid off and just do it all at once and just deal with it.
Well, but you haven't, and I wouldn't work for
me. I went off my risperidone that way, but then I went back on it.
I mean, whatever works, but for me, that worked. It was, you have to be patient, but it worked, because then you don't have to go through the misery and you don't have sleepless nights. But anyway.
Yeah, you're like me. You're very micromanaging all of
the chemistry,
what you take into your body and the chemicals that go in your body.
Absolutely. And the food, too. Like, I've noticed.
You have to be that way.
Like, I've, because, like, now that I eat very well, I've noticed that if I eat some shit, like fried chicken.
Burger.
Yeah. If I go.
Fried chicken.
If I go eat. And I'm not talking about, like, because there's other times, like, if I go for a bike ride and have a burger and fries and then take a bike ride, it's okay because I'm exercising and all. But if I have, like, for my lunch, if I walk down to Mariano's and eat 3 pieces of fried chicken, then come back and work, I feel like absolute garbage. And when I eat something healthy that maybe not tastes so good, like a salad, and then beets that make my shit red, which is amazing, you know, and some healthy shit for like 3 days, I still may wake up and be miserable in the morning, but compared to where I would be if I wasn't eating well, it's quite a difference. You know?
Well, you're in charge of that.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't eat the crap.
And now I'm trying to go to the gym.
You feel like crap.
I'm trying to do what Griselda told me, which is you're supposed to have like 150 minutes a week of cardio, like good cardio. So I'm trying to do that now. And I was.
Oh my God, I don't exercise at all. God forbid I exercise.
Well, it was easy when I was working.
I don't do a thing.
It was easy when I was working in the loop because it was a half hour each way on the bike and all summer, so it was good exercise.
Yeah.
Then that took care of it. But now, you know, I'm working at home, although we have to go back for 2 days a week starting in July, which I'm not looking forward to, but whatever. Why don't you bike? Do you have a bike?
No.
Oh,
I should
get
do
a bike.
Push ups or set ups.
You should get a bike.
I don't do it because I'm too lazy.
Yeah, but
I'm so lazy, Richard. I don't want to
drive. Madge.
I'm spending up all of my savings.
I'm Madge. I'm not, I don't know
on Grindr buying boys.
Listen, you could have bought a bike for the price of your hooker.
I know.
I mean, do you have a backyard?
Yeah.
Can you get chickens? Oh, my God, a chicken coop. Those are so amazing. They're better than boyfriends.
Chickens are the big new pet now. My friend has chickens, and he loves his chickens.
They're wonderful. We have chickens at
They're
wonderful. We have chickens at the school across the street, and I go visit them every day, and it's just so wonderful to see that. It's also a great way to sort of have a common thing with the neighbors, because all the neighbors go there, at least the ones with kids, even though I don't. They probably think I'm a pervo. But
they all go look at the chickens.
Everybody looks at the chickens. It kind of creates this common thing. And they're just so mood elevating. I could see you build a chicken coop and you have your chickens. As you do it with the cats, you know? And you'd free eggs.
Well, I got my cats. Cost me $200 a month. I pay for my outdoor cat.
Yeah, that's kind of too
much. I have 8 cats I feed, Richard. Madge. Every day I feed them a can for each cat.
Wow.
That's 50 cents a can. Add that up.
I don't know why
give them dry food.
Why can't you give them dry food?
Because they like the moisture.
You even do hookers.
I like seeing them eating in it.
You even pay for cat hookers. That's what's so weird about you. Like, you pay for cat hookers, and they don't even fuck you. You should at least, like I suggested last time, at least let them eat your ass out for the $200 a month you're giving them. You know?
Why God forbid I have a dog, I would be sucking its dick all the time.
Stop it. Why are you having dreams about that? That's disturbing as hell.
I have no idea why I'm having dreams, but the dick isn't like a real dog's dick. In my dream, it's almost like a man's dick.
Oh, that's interesting. What do you think that means? It's got to mean something.
I have no idea what that means, but they're male dogs. They're like German shepherds. Huh. I don't know. Who knows? I dream about things I can't talk about here, and you know what I'm talking about. It just pops in my head. I'm not to blame.
Oh. Well.
I have sex dreams that are wonderful. Mm-hmm. And if I have a lucid dream, I always go to a sexual element. You know what a lucid dream is,
yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. You take your conscious self into the dream.
Yeah, I've never been able to do that.
Oh, I'm dreaming right now.
That sounds fun.
Only 1 in 10 people can do that.
Well, I'm not one of them. But there's ways to train yourself to do that.
I haven't done it in a long time.
There's ways to train yourself to do it. You can get a notebook or some shit, but, you know, I'm not disciplined enough to do that shit. But I don't really give a shit either.
Yeah.
I like the dreams.
It's fun to fly. It's fun to fly.
Well, I fly all the time.
But then you get scared you're going to fall and you fall.
Oh, I fly all the time in my dreams. I love that. That's one thing that's common, like in my dream universes, I always can fly. It's weird because then when I wake up, maybe that's why I get depressed when I wake up because I can't fly. But like in my dream universe, all I have to do is flap my hands and maybe walk a little and I fly. And the weird thing is in my dream, I'm the only one that can do it. Like everybody knows, like nobody in my dream, everybody can fly, but nobody knows it except me. And it's like, this is common in my dream for years. Like it's a common theme in my dream forever that I can fly. It's very nice.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah. You know, it's supposed to mean, I think I read this somewhere, but that when you can fly, it's like a good thing. It means that you feel like you're able to achieve things. But in my life, it's really just not the case at all. In fact, I feel mostly like a failure. But in my dreams.
I have no idea why you feel like that. You have a successful relationship. Yeah. You have a decent, good paying job. You have a host of friends online.
Uh-huh.
You have a good family relationship with your family. I mean, my God, what do you want?
I want to be rich and famous. Is that so much to ask?
Madge is famous.
She is not. She's an underground
person. You're one
person.
Of the first 50 podcasters in the country.
Yeah, and you know who gives a shit about that?
That's a matter of record.
Yeah, but nobody cares except for dead people. It doesn't help pay the bills, you know? It doesn't. But I appreciate the vote of confidence.
I don't see, though, how you can spend so much time on Telegram.
Me?
Yeah, do you just have your phone with you all the time and it beeps and you chime in?
I multitask. I'm not on Telegram. You know, you always are asking for me on Telegram. So I feel like I should respond.
Yeah, I know.
And now you're complaining that I'm on there too much. I don't know what you want from me.
I'm not complaining. I'm just wondering how it fits into your lifestyle. I don't know if you're at work when you're doing this.
You know, the thing is, Hagatha, I know. I'm not
you
at work.
You don't talk about work. I know that.
The thing is, if I use Telegram for, let's say, 5 minutes... then I'm going to work 5 minutes extra at the end of the day because that's the kind of honest person.
Oh, okay.
I am. You know what I mean?
It works out. You're getting your work done. You're smart enough to get your work done. That's fine.
Yeah. It's like, you know what else I do when I'm working?
When you're on Telegram.
I watch All in the Family while I'm working too because I do coding. So you need, for me, it helps me to have this other brain, other side of this brain be stimulated at the same time. It's kind of weird.
Well, I'll be on Telegram for the next 2 weeks till this Grindr thing grinds down and I get tired of it.
You think it will?
But for now, it's my little thing. You know, I'll be on all night till tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Because one thing that it does with me, I have my real picture in there where I'm wearing the plaid shirt.
Yeah.
And I drop that in with the older guys, and they're like, yeah, you're a good-looking guy. And it makes me feel better because when I look at myself, I just look really, really old. And since I got my false teeth, and when I don't have my teeth in, it makes my face pucker up, and I look like Popeye, and I just look like shit. But when they tell me that, and that's a recent picture, that I'm a good-looking guy, it makes me feel good.
Who says that? Rick Anderson?
Some of the older guys that I showed that plaid picture to. Mm-hmm. My sister took that picture outdoors, and it's a close-up. You can see the wrinkles. But
well, you know what you have to realize?
It's a flattering picture for me.
What you have to realize is
I must have been having a really good day that day.
What you need to realize is that as long as there are people that are older than you, there will always be people who find you attractive, because that's how it works.
That'll do what?
As long as there are people who are older than you, there will always be people who think you are attractive.
Yeah. Yeah, to Bill, I'm attractive.
Exactly.
Bill was never attractive. Oh, we don't talk about Bill. Never mind.
No, you can talk about him, but you have to say, use an alias like Mimsy Wolfgang or some, you know, some different name. I don't know.
Well, I saw a picture of him when he was about 30, and he looked just the same except he had his hair.
Well, I've known him for 22 years. He looks exactly the same. But, you know, when you know somebody and you age together, yeah, you don't notice each other aging. That's just how it is.
Yeah. He looks pretty good for his age.
But you fucked him, right?
No, I never had sex with Bill. Are you kidding me? I would never. Sister's dick will make you sick. That's what they say. If you have a sister, girlfriend, and you suck their dick, it'll make you sick. Not physically, but just emotionally.
I do agree. What about grandpies? All this
Who's
talk
that?
About, like, they always talk about daddies. How come nobody ever says grandpa? Oh, give it to me, grandpa. It's always daddy. Even if it's like a 20-year-old and like a 60-year-old. Oh, daddy.
Yeah.
No, honey, he ain't your daddy. He's your grandpa. He might even be your great-grandpa.
It's just not the vernacular, I'm afraid.
It's not sexy, right?
No, grandpa's not sexy. Although that guy, I was old enough to be his grandpa.
What about when, like, they call you, oh, daddy, fuck this pussy. Fuck my pussy. You like that? Does that turn you on, or do you hate when they...
No, I don't like the word pussy when it comes to boys.
I don't either. Well, I'm a
my
lesbian.
My boy pussy.
Oh, my pussy. I don't mind
Even
pussy.
Even that cute kid who was in Carbondale today was like, daddy, can you pick me up? And it kind of turned me off.
Yeah, I don't like daddy either, especially because I'm a woman, but I don't like mama. I mean, why don't lesbians do that? Mama.
What did they say, woman?
I think they say...
Mommy.
Fuck stick. Stud.
They say, give it to me, mommy.
Stud. Stud is big with lesbians. We like to say stud. Stud is big.
Oh, stud? S-T-U-D?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Stud.
Oh, wow.
And there's another word, a stem. I think there's a stem and a stud. I don't know if that's real or if I just imagined it. Stem and stud. Let me see. Did you mean, Google said, do you mean stem and stud? LBGTQ glossary. Okay, so a stud, here, this is good. Wait, oh, fuck. Stud is an African-American and or Latina masculine lesbian, also known as a butch or aggressive. Oh, a switch. Switch is a bottom or a top. Wait, I gotta, hang on, stud. Yeah, a stem is a person whose gender expression falls somewhere between a stud and a femme. Huh.
Oh. Huh.
Stem. Oh, stud, femme. It's a common, it's like a contraction thing. Stem.
Well, most people, outsiders, just say a lipstick lesbian, and everybody knows what that means.
Well, that's a femme.
Do you remember Carlisle and her girlfriend?
No, it sounds familiar.
From way back?
What was the girlfriend's name?
What? I can't remember. But they were together, and I said, so which one of you wears the lipstick?
Oh, my God.
We don't conform to those nine.
Well, let me tell you something.
They got really bent out of shape about it.
I'll tell you a story, and then I got to go. We were at Mangiano's with my family, and me and my lesbian wife, we announced we were getting married. I said, oh yeah, we're going to get married. Without missing a beat, my mother turned to me. She said, which one of you is going to be the bride? Without missing a beat. Like, she had rehearsed this for years. Finally, she got to use it.
What did you say?
I don't remember what I said. I probably laughed. I don't think I had an answer.
If you had to say now which one was which, and which one of you is more the bride?
Not me.
The skinnier one is the bride.
That's right.
The prettier one.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm dying to get back on Grindr.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm glad you could have a lovely break. But please be sure to look at those pictures I sent you of the governor of Mississippi in Telegram. You might have to scroll up a bit. And by the way, I'm going to do something. I don't even know. I want to tell the audience, whoever listened this far, because I never give out the Telegram, I'm going to do it now if we want to have any new members.
Do it.
So it's... If you want to go to our secret Telegram, I'm going to give you the address now. You don't need a password or anything. Just go to t.me/yeastradiochat. t.me/yeastradiochat and join us up in there. You can see.
Good. We'll have more people. Great.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks, Agatha. See ya.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Natalie is a bigger girl.
Natalie, she's a big girl.
Audience, now it's the next day, and I learned from my Telegram group that Agatha pooped her pants last week, and she didn't talk about it on the gram. So real quick, since I haven't posted this yet, I'm going to just call her real quick and get the T on the D, as it were. You know, get the T on the D.
Hello?
Hi, Agatha. It's Madge again. Listen, I was getting ready to produce this gram, and then I realized that from the Telegram, you said that you pooped your pants last week, but you didn't tell me anything about it yesterday. I'm a little hurt. So my question is, what's the T with the D? What happened?
Well, I took a shit and it was a little wet. And then I had a big pot of coffee and I sat down and I watched TV for about an hour.
Uh-huh.
And then I thought, oh, I have to fart.
Okay.
And I thought, well, I'd already shit, so it must be clean. But what happened is I coffee, and it gave me diarrhea. And I shit all in my sweatpants and had to take them off and soak them in the bathtub.
So it wasn't a shart. It was actual full-on diarrhea. You couldn't stop it after you realized? Because, I mean, that's happened to me where, like, I'm like, oh, I got a fart, but it's a bit more like a diarrhea. So I'll, like, get a little squirt, and then I stop it. But you couldn't stop it?
No, I couldn't stop it. I think fuck farts are better to talk about. You get fucked and then that air gets locked up in there.
Well, that's different.
Yeah.
Is that what it was?
But that's funny when that happens.
That's a queef. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, I know it's
a guy.
You know, see, that's the thing. They need a word for that because a queef is really for a vagina. But men queef, uh-huh, too, when they're getting anal fucked. Why isn't there a special queef for a bussies?
It is. It's called a fuck fart.
Are you sure? I've never heard of a fuck fart.
But I've heard of fuck fart. I've been called a fuck fart.
Yeah, but, I mean, I get why somebody would want to do that but to you. But I don't think that that's a good word. I think there's probably a better way to, a more creative way to, yeah, and a word like... Queef is a nice word that just means that one thing. Fuck fart.
How about fajooling?
Fajooling?
Fajooling.
Fajooling?
Yeah.
Put
that out on the grapevine and see if it sticks.
Fajooling.
It'll be like fupa.
But it sounds like Jew in there. There's like a Jew in fajooling. I'm not sure if I like Jew in that word about foot fuck fart.
Yeah,
I don't like Jew in there. I don't want to.
You're too sensitive.
Maybe so. But it's the way it is. I mean, okay, we could do fajooling, but do you have any other? It also sounds like Fallujah. So it's, I don't know. I like that. I don't know about that. I don't know.
You know how we were talking about how Middle Eastern men were really
hot,
attractive?
Yes.
I had a 250-pound Middle Eastern man hit me up on Adam for Adam.
Oh, lucky you.
He had the kind of face that you know if he was skinny, he would be a knockout.
Uh-huh.
But then they're fat, and you almost want to have sex with them for the man that they could be and not the man that they are. You know what I'm saying? You kind of feel sorry for them because you know that it's such a waste of a good face when they get that fat.
Well, you say he's 250, right?
Yeah.
And how tall?
That's what he says. When they say 250, they mean 350.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, nobody tells truth about the weight. I'm like 160. You know what I mean?
I'm 180
yeah.
since I got my little belly.
No, I mean,
look like I'm pregnant.
I don't mean I'm really 160. I'm saying that's what I say I weigh. You know I won't tell you what I really weigh because way more than that. Listen.
I understand your little picadillos
right.
very much.
But so, okay. So you can your imagination override it? Like if you have sex with the fatty, the obese, I don't want to say, no, I think fatty's correct because they don't like being called obese. We don't.
The same situation arises when you've got an older man. Now, I was never a really pretty twink. I was okay, but I was never really good looking.
Okay.
And I've aged kind of interestingly. But you see some of these older men that are, say, 50, and you know they were knockouts when they were 25. You know, you almost want to have sex with them again for the man that they used to be, not who they are.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I used to do that as an escort, as a way to sexualize my partner so that I could enjoy it.
Yeah.
You know, most people at 25 look pretty good. And most people at 50 look pretty bad. But you have some of those people like John Stamos or like Paul Rudd that they age really, really well and they look just as good at 55 as they do at 25.
Yeah, but
that's rare.
Yeah, but that also involves surgeries. It's not really fair. You can't do that with celebrities. It's not fair.
Yeah, because they all have. Yeah. I understand that.
Because I was talking with this, I don't remember with who, I think Deborah. That's, they talk about celebrities aging well. No, you're not aging well if you get surgery to look younger. That's very poor aging. I'm not saying, I don't know if John Stamos, I mean, I've seen John Stamos, I'm pretty sure he's had work, and I'm sure. You have to in Hollywood. You have to, unless you want to be like
I understand.
Deborah Winger and make a movie about homelessness.
She's had so much work done, and it's just backfired on her. It's
who?
The Michael Jackson effect. Madonna.
Yeah, she looks like a cat. Not even a cat.
And without makeup, she looks horrible. I saw her at a soccer game on TV with her cute young boyfriend.
Well, good for her.
So when she first got the work done, I remember because during Ray of Light, she went through that thing where she was working out all the time and her arms looked like a raptor.
Uh-huh. A raptor.
And she was super skinny and her face was super skinny. Then she had that filler put in and she looked like the material girl again.
Uh-huh.
And that worked for about 5 years and then something happened and things shifted and then she didn't look that great.
Uh-huh. Well, I don't
just
care.
Like Michael Jackson looked really good during, like, the black or white phase. He was beautiful when the work was at its peak, but then it all started crumbling. But for 5 years, he looked really good with the work he had done.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad to hear that.
I'm glad you called me. I'm getting back to Adam for Adam. I'm popular there.
So
I'm enjoying the attention I'm getting today.
Back to the original.
With the picture I posted.
So did you tell me everything you needed? So you shot your sweats. You weren't wearing underwear? Or why did you shoot your
sweats? No, I wasn't wearing underwear. I do laundry not very often. And when I have a pair of underwear, that's the last pair I'll wear for like a week.
Oh, my God.
I'm a slob, man. You should see my house. I got dead roaches all over the place.
Oh, stop it.
Garbage. Oh.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? You're not...
My house is not clean. I'm just too lazy to clean it.
Oh, you got to do something about that. That's disgusting. You know, I used to be like that.
Yeah, I know. I bring some trick in here, and then I keep it dark when...
No, it'll fuck
when they come, it's really dark in here.
It'll fuck with your head to be that messy. You can't do that. It fucks with your head. Don't do it.
You gotta clean that shit up.
Clean it up. That's disgusting.
So you're going to post this right now?
Yeah.
Well, I look forward to listening to it. Wish me luck on Grindr. I'm ready to pay today. I think something's going to happen today. I know I said that yesterday.
Well, I think you should send a thank you note to the President of the United States, thanking him for the stimulus money, tell him that you're using it to pay for dick. But it's not even dick.
Well, I'm using it it's my inheritance money.
Yeah, that's even better.
I have $18,000, probably now $17,000. I'm spending it like crazy.
And do you think that the person you inherited it from would like the way you're spending it?
Philip would love it.
Okay, well.
Philip would absolutely love it.
Good for her. All right, well, she's dead, though, yeah. So you should do what's right.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Morning. Talk to the manager.
Hello? Bye. Are you busy?
No, fat.
I just need to talk to you for a minute because I was talking to Hagatha, and it's been all... If I don't have someone else, it's going to be all Hagatha, so I just need a minute.
Okay, sure. I can talk.
All right.
I was just doing my exciting social media job.
I have this piece of duty, right? I shit this morning, and I have a turd that is pushing up against my Skene's gland. Do you know what that is?
No, is that like your prostate?
Yes, exactly. It's the woman's version of a prostate. Most people don't know about it. I'm glad you do. So my Skene's gland. So here's the thing. So it's like it kind of feels almost good to the point where I really don't want to shit. And then, I was just talking to Hagatha, and she talked about how she shit her sweats.
Why?
Because she doesn't wear underwear.
No, but why didn't she just go to the bathroom?
She thought it was a fart, but I guess it was just she doesn't have self-control to where, like you or I, if as soon as you realize it's liquid, you immediately, you know, cease the operation. She can't do that because she had surgery on her rectum last year because her syphilis got too far. So,
aww.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. So what's
was
new
she in
you?
Public?
No, I think she was at home.
Is syphilis still going around after COVID?
Not sure.
I mean, neither.
Probably. Probably.
Yeah, tough to get rid of these days. Anyway, so you're calling to ask me if you should evacuate.
Yeah, that's why I'm calling. Exactly. Should I evacuate the deuterus?
I mean, I would.
Why?
You'll be lighter.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. But then I won't feel good anymore.
It might.
Why do you think it does? I don't normally feel turds on my Skene's gland. I wonder why this is different. Must have been the mashed
hopefully
potatoes.
Nothing wrong.
Yeah, hopefully. Because last night I had mashed potatoes, and it was mashed potatoes, but half of it was spinach, and the other half, no, I would say it was a third potatoes, a third spinach, and a third mushrooms. So I think that might be one of the mushrooms that's rubbing up against my Skene's, because I don't know how that works. Do they maybe not fully digest? I think they do, right?
I think that you chew your food, don't you?
I do chew it, but sometimes when it's really delicious, I just gulp it, and I might have gulped it.
Oh.
So maybe that's what it is.
Could be. I guess you'll find out.
This is so weird because Google Voice has this new feature, which just must have come out today. I've never noticed it. And now as we talk, it's doing live captioning. It's very kind of distracting.
Oh, that's very cool. Is it actually getting it right, though?
Yes.
Wow.
Except for swearing.
I did that with the Instagram captions, and it did not work at all. although it wasn't me talking, it was my son. So maybe kids' voices are tougher.
Yeah, maybe. But Google has usually better AI. Because, well, Instagram's owned by Facebook. Yeah, they're not as good. Like, this friend of mine posted a picture of some horror in Palestine yesterday, like some kid and his father running away from bombs. And it said, and it has this thing where it suggests the reaction. And the reactions were, hooray, excited, or good job, or something like that. It was totally inappropriate. Oh. Totally. Yeah, very bad. Not right.
I don't like hearing about that stuff. It's so awful.
Yeah. Well, and to suggest such a horrible thing is really not nice. Let me see if I can find it, or I can text it to you. And somebody just posted one. I don't understand who is this dumb, but apparently one of my Instagram friends she posts, your porn name is your middle name and the first car you had. That's giving away like two pieces of identity theft. Like, who is that stupid to answer that shit, you know? And I want to like say something nasty back, but then I feel like I'm going to be too rude. I don't know would you respond to that?
No, of course not. But I don't respond to that stuff.
Here, look at what I sent you. That's the example.
Okay.
It's in your text messages.
Okay, I saw that. I'm just saving my post about the mascot of the company I'm working for.
Oh, good. Can't wait to read
that's
that.
That's awful.
Isn't it? Congrats. Happy face, party hat. Or amazing. You got to pick one.
Amazing. I'm going to show my friend who does AI.
Oh, good.
And ask what he thinks. But he usually does chatbots.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, that's it. That's it. So what are you going to do today? That's it, yeah.
Well, I was supposed to have dinner at this amazing restaurant.
Yeah.
And I canceled because I haven't been feeling well. Too bad for me. But it's okay because I'm trying to lose weight now. So with the sweating that has been happening, I lost 2 pounds. And since I still have a fever, maybe I'll lose some more.
So what's your body fat percentage?
You know, I didn't retake the test. The last time it was 20.0, which is just
the same.
Horrific. Well, I haven't taken the test since that time.
Oh, I see.
I wanted to lose at least 5 pounds before I retook it, so I need 3 more.
Mm-hmm. I've been doing more cardio. I've been ramping up.
So are you biking?
Good. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Good.
Trying to ramp up, you said, to do 150 minutes a week, right?
Yeah.
Yes,
that's the bare minimum.
That's the bare minimum. Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
That's my, goal. The fuck.
Okay, we'll do it. I mean, improvement is good.
That's the good thing about when I was going to the office, because the bike was just that was my cardio right there, you know?
Exactly, and pretty soon you'll have to do that.
Ugh, yeah, July. I have to go back twice a week in July, and then 4 days a week in September. But, you know,
The government recommends 150 minutes of cardio for most Americans. So I'm just saying,
But isn't that just laughable when you consider the fact that most Americans just eat all day and don't move?
Right. So that's why I'm saying you used to be such an avid biker, 150 minutes. You were probably doing 120 minutes a day.
Yeah.
Maybe, when I first met you 20 years ago.
Sure.
So that was no big deal. So you can get back there, but 150 minutes is really
I don't need to be insane. I have no interest in being like that, like you. I have no interest in being you, no offense. But
I know, but I'm not even like that now. I'm fat.
I just want to be
ugly.
I just want exercise for my heart. It's not the weight. Because I've given up on that because my set weight is what it is because I have a lot of fat cells and they like being fully... This is disgusting. I'm sending you this. This is the most disgusting package of meat Chris sent me, okay. And it's just awful. And you need to see it because it's disgusting. Oh, my God. Hold on. It's a package of meat, but it's just looks like the worst flaccid cock I've ever seen. That is fucking... Are you?
Ew.
Is that nasty?
That's beyond, really funny.
And it's beyond meat. It's fucking disgusting. Are you going to post it? You should post it.
Okay, I will.
Oh, I downvoted it.
Wait, can I tell you about my new client?
Sure.
Okay, she is all about self-help, body positivity, and lifestyle coaching.
Yeah.
So I'm getting an audience for this, and I am like having a blast because I get a comment on all these body positive accounts.
Oh no.
I'm sorry I haven't sent you anything. I know.
Lizzo?
Because, you know, if I comment on those type of accounts from my account, you know, I don't get any follow back. So it's not like
There's
any return for me. So I'm not going to waste my time. But now I'm getting paid for it.
Oh.
So look at Lizzo. It's fucking great.
What about that other one that, what's her name? The one that had the t-shirt on that said fat the other day, like we didn't know.
Oh, I don't remember. Oh, yeah. I don't know.
What's her name?
I can't even save that account.
The one that she banned me because I thought I was replying to her and I was replying to you and I replied to her. Remember?
Livid what's her Lipids.
Name? Livid Beats. But she changed her name, right? She's not Livid Lipids anymore, right?
Yeah, but I don't remember what it is. I only see it when it shows up in my feed.
See, that's the problem. You change your name, nobody even remembers your shit. It's horrible. I don't know. I don't know about any of that.
Yeah.
I've been into doing jigsaw puzzles lately, did I tell you?
Oh, you sent me one.
Yeah, that's my new thing. It looks
that's fun.
Circumcised.
I did that at the beginning of the pandemic.
Yeah.
Now I do nothing. I just sit in bed on my phone all day.
You did jigsaw puzzles, like physical ones, with your son?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's nice.
Tomorrow, though, I told my friend that I've been sick and I don't really want to run, but he pressured me. So we're going to run to every single Krispy Kreme in Manhattan and get free donuts at each one.
Won't you get diabetes?
Well, I'm not going to actually eat them. I just go and get the donuts, and then I give them to my doorman or homeless people.
Oh, so you're going to... Or how many miles are you going to run to get, like, a dozen donuts? Like 50 miles.
We're actually skipping the two in Lower Manhattan because I don't think that they give away ones there because they're, like, within the ferry terminal. So it's only going to be about 6 miles, maybe seven.
So what do you have to do to get the free donut? Just go in?
Yeah, and you show your vaccination card. If you go on Mondays, you don't have to show anything, and you get coffee and a donut because the anti-vaxxers complained. And then...
That's so you don't even need a vaccine to get the free vaccine donut?
Yep.
Oh, great.
On Mondays can you get the... without showing anything. Oh, but I just took a picture of the card, so you don't have to actually bring in your physical card.
Mm-hmm.
The bad thing is the one near my gym recognizes me. They're like, welcome back. There's a free donut.
Well, you're poor.
Yeah, I am. Nothing to be ashamed of.
Right.
I just wish I had health care.
You don't?
Well, my dental insurance ran out, and it's actually cheaper to just pay out of pocket because for a while I had a temporary dental plan and they didn't pay anything at all. I do have medical still, but I'm not allowed to use it.
Oh, okay. Is that normal?
Yeah.
Is that normal?
No.
Yeah. Right. I didn't think it was normal to not be able to use your medical. Why? Don't you have a deductible or it's not paid for
yet?
Yeah,
I can't, you know, basically, everything costs too much money and... I can only go to doctors that are in network because that was like a huge fight.
Right.
So it's just easier not to visit and get any medical care.
Right.
So.
It's easier to just get sick and die. That's true.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds good.
Yeah. Basically.
I mean, I don't like going to the doctor, but it's not for any, it's not money. I've already paid my deductible. It's just because I don't like doing anything, to be honest. The worst part, like, I don't even mind going to the doctor. What I hate is making the appointment. Like, I hate, I don't know why, but, like, I hate calling and the scheduling. Like, I don't know why. That's, like, the worst for me. Like,
I know. Waiting on hold.
And bitchy at receptions.
I don't mind it so much, but whatever.
Well, that's
good. Do you want me to do it for you? I can.
No.
Okay.
That would be even weirder, you know? We're really weird.
No, I can say, I'm calling on behalf of Madge Weinstein. I need a pap smear.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Nope. You got a text.
I got to turn off that thing. I'm turning into my mother. I didn't turn off my notifications. I'm my mother. I'm her. Anyway.
All right.
That's all. Thank you for sharing.
Well, I'm going to go.
Yeah.
Okay. Talk to you.
All right.
Soon.
Bye.
Bye.
I've been hearing you're concerned about my happiness, but all that thought you're giving me is conscious, I guess. If I were walking in your shoes, I wouldn't worry none. While you and your friends are worrying about me, I'm having lots of fun. Counting flowers on the wall, that don't bother me at all. Playing solitaire till dawn with a deck of 51. Smoking cigarettes and watching Captain Kangaroo. Now don't tell me I've nothing to do. Last night I dressed in tails, pretended I was on the town. As long as I can dream, it's hard to slow this swinger down. So please don't give a thought to me, I know I'm doing fine. You can always find me here and having quite a time. Counting flowers on the wall, that don't bother me at all. Playing solitaire till dawn with a deck of 51. Smoking cigarettes and watching Captain Kangaroo. Now don't tell me I've nothing to do. It's good to see you, I must go. I know I look a fright. Anyway, my eyes are not accustomed to this light, and my shoes are not accustomed to this hard concrete. So I must go back to my room and make my day complete. Counting flowers on the wall, that don't bother me at all. Playing solitaire till dawn with a deck of 51. Smoking cigarettes and watching Captain Kangaroo. Now don't tell me I've nothing to do. Don't tell me I've nothing to do.
Video minute.